March. Pilgrims embark. The urge to travel strikes at the end of March, when early pilgrims and modern American teenagers alike have flocked to far-flung destinations. Beginning as early as 326 CE, Christian women like Emperor Constantine's mother Helena set out as pilgrims, traveling from Rome to Jerusalem. For centuries afterward, aristocrats and saints followed in a steady stream, guidebooks in hand. It was a long haul. Walking across Europe, the average traveler covered 12 miles a day, or riding a mule, covered 20. Once the intrepid souls arrived in Venice, they bargained their way onto ships and were packed below decks in cramped quarters that were enclosed and exceedingly hot and full of various foul vapors, a 15th-century woman remembered. The journey across the sea took a month, and it took most European visitors more than a year to make the trip to the Holy Land. Besides the physical challenges, pilgrims faced a whole host of temptations en route. As the 4th-century mystic Gregory of Nyssa pointed out, the voyage to Palestine encouraged moral mischief. Change of place does not affect any drawing nearer to God, he argued, suggesting everyone simply stay home. What advantage, moreover, is reaped by him who reaches those celebrated spots themselves? He demanded. Yet the urge to visit new lands and holy sites persisted. According to Cyril, Bishop of Jerusalem, first-hand experience was invaluable. Writing at the end of the 4th century, he explained that seeing is believing. Others merely hear, but we see and touch.